of the week. Entitled the topic this morning, Who Were Elkanah and Hagar? So let's have a look at the parasha and see what we're told. The Pesukim Baal Yisrael tell us that approximately a year after Matan Torah, Klal Yisrael Bamidbar Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Layuchal Levadi, no longer can I look after Klal Yisrael myself. Their needs are too great. I need help. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayimah Hashem HaMoshe, in Perek Yud Aleph, Es Foli Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael. Gather Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, Ash Yodato, Ki Him Zikne Ha'om. Chazal HaKadoshim tell us, Rashi brings down from the Sifri, there was a phenomenal goyrul going on over here. If you have 70 men and 12 Shavotim, the last time I did the maths, it doesn't work out. So Rashi tells us, B'shem the Sifri, that every Shavot was able to offer 6 men. 6 times 12 is 72. I saw the Moshav Zakenim of the Bar Toisus bring down that they had to have 70 and not 72 because there were 70 Amas inside the Chotzeh, in the walls of the Mishkan. The walls of the Mishkan at Dorim and Sofer were 30 Amas either side and 10 Amas at the back wall. Every Novi stood the Amo, and therefore there were 70 Nevi'im only possible. Yet if every single Shevet put forward 6, that gives us 72. So Rashi B'Shem Nesifri says that of these 72 men who came forward, there was a goyrul. Everybody picked up a piece of paper, and on the paper it said a message. 70 papers said the word Zokain, and 2 were blanks. So the 72 men who came forward from the Shavotim, 70 picked up a piece of paper saying Zokain, they became the Nevi'im, and the remaining 2 were sent home. Now the emesis, that's what should have happened. But the Torah tells us that of those 72 men, there were 2 who didn't want to go. There were 2 who didn't want to go. Shnei Anoshim, 2 men, didn't go forward to the Oyel Moyed. And they stayed by Machaneh. 2 men. And Chazal tell us, these 2 men were Eldad and Medad. What happened? Poshut. They felt that if they go, then 2 will be sent home. They didn't want to go and pick up a paper saying Zokin on it, letting them become the Nevi'im and 2 others sent home empty-handed. They decided that they would go, they would not go, let every other person become the Zakenim and not them. Elder the Medot. The Kavonis or Gevaldik. Steht im Posuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took min haruach asher olov and he extended the ruach HaKodesh onto the 70 men. But this, of the 70 men, Eldad and Medad were baksubim. They were the ones who would have picked up the word Zokain. So although they didn't go actually to the Oyel Moyed, although they never went and stood in the Oyel Moyed, going to get the paper saying there was a Canaan, they became Nevi'im from where they were. And they hadn't gone because they wanted everyone else to become Zakenim. But they were chosen. So they became Zakenim where they were. Steht im Posuk, Vayishoahu shnei anoshim b'machane. 2 men remained b'machane. Shem ha'echot Eldad, v'shem ha'sheni Medad. Eldad and Medad stayed behind, and they received Ruach HaKodesh where they were.
What was that verb which was written on there for the paper?
Zokain.
Zokain.
Vatonach aleim ha'ruach. Ruach HaKodesh rested on these 2 men who were b'machane. Vehemo b'kesuvim. Says Rashi, they would have been the ones who would have been chosen. But they hadn't gone out. Ho'yelo. Vayesnab uvam b'machane. At this point, Shaita Medrash, Rashi brings it down, Gershom ben Moshe hears the nevuah. We don't yet know what they said. Vayisnabu b'machane. Vayisnabu, they said nevuah. Doesn't say what. Shteit in Pasuk. Gershom ran to Moshe and told them what they're saying. At this point, Yehoshua said, Adoini Moshe kaloim. To Pshat Meyashi, make them busy with Tzorchei Tzibur. Those who are busy with Tzorchei Tzibur know what it means, then you're naturally finished anyway. Once you're busy working for the Tzibur, you don't have much life. Kaloim, Hatil Alem Tzorchei Tzibur, Frehim Kolim Me'elem, or put them into prison. Interesting, the Meshech Chochma points out, only three people are called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Avdi. Avraham, Moshe, and Kolev. Because those Gedolim never called anyone else my master. Only the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the Adoyim HaKoyel. Yehoshua, says the Meshech Chochma, I couldn't say it, lost it over here. Adoyini Moshe, says the Meshech Chochma, no one else is an Adon. Shtiko Meshech Chochma Leshetoso, who says that we start Shachris with the words Adoyin Olam, says the Meshech Chochma, because Tefillah Shachris is Avraham Avinu's Tefillah, and Avraham was the first one who called HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Adoyin. So now let's have a little bit of an understanding who were Eldad and Medad. These two Gedolei Nevi'im who hadn't wanted to go to the Ohel Moed to receive the paper saying Zakenim. They became Zakenim unwittingly. They tried to avoid it. The Aleph base to this is a Da Zakenim. The Baalei Tosfos. We can't go wrong if we look at the Baalei Tosfos. Says the Baalei Tosfos, Achi Moshe Oyu. Moshe's brothers. Says the Dazakenim. Kishenitzno ha-Toyra, when the Torah was given, v'ne'esu al ha-aloyos, people came home and found out that many of their marriages were also forbidden. V'ne'esu al ha-aloyos. Many couples had married before Matan Torah, and when the Torah was given, they were told certain, that's it, that's also, this is an Issa. So, many marriages had to sort of end at Matan Torah. A few psukim earlier, in Unzer Parsha, the pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu heard Klal Yisrael being boiche lemishpachosov, crying over their families. V'dor Shinon, says the Gemara Shabbos, al iskei mishpachosov, they're crying over their families. They now have got no family life anymore. The woman he's been living with is not Osetim. The Gam Amram Avi Moshe, Amram, father of Moshe, was in the same boat. Pigesh mi Yecheved, doi dosoi. Yecheved was his aunt. Yecheved was the aunt, it was his father's sister. Levi was the Zeda. Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kohos, and Merari, and a daughter, Yecheved. Kohos' son Amram married his father, Kohos' sister, Yecheved. So Amram and Yecheved, nephew not. Not on. Not allowed. V'noso isha acheres, he married another lady. V'hoilid mimeno, Amram was the father. He had two new children from his wife, Eldad u'Medad. And the Daz Kenim says, that's pshat in their names. The Chedob sort of elaborates a bit more. El Doid. It's not Al. It's not from Doid. It's not from an Issa of uncle. Me, Dod, is this from an Issa of uncle? No. So Eldad and Medad, according to Das Zakenim, in our first pshat this morning, were Bnei Amram, brothers of Moshe Va'aron, sons of Amram, after Matan Torah. The Das Zakenim continues. He says, I saw in a kundras of the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael, Ani Hillel Ro'isi Keva. I've seen the Keva. Eldad u'Medad. V'hayakosuv aleim. It was written on the Keva. Eldad u'Medad. Achei Aharon min ha'av v'loi min ha'im. So if you've got it written on a Keva, And the Rishonim say they've seen it on a keva. It's sort of, it can end all arguments here. Written on a keva. The Paras Yosef in Shemois asks, in Divrei Hayomim, when the Nevi'im go through the list of families of Klal Yisrael, it says over there, B'nei Amram, Aaron and Moshe, created Paras Yosef, so why doesn't it say El Vod Umeidah? B'nei Amram, this is a Ram. Another kasha I've had, and it bothered me already from Yeshiva days, it doesn't make sense. And I saw this year, somebody asked this tomorrow on Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. A positive kasha bothered me for years. The age doesn't make sense. Let's just do the simple calculation. We're now a year after Matan Torah. If Amram was Pleiash from Yecheved on the day of straight after Matan Torah, this is a year later. So he's clearly got married. And even if his wife gave birth after Zion Chodosh, and very early after 7 months, how old are Eldad and Medad? Assuming they're twins as well. 5 months? Echevnish on Fashtein. I've never understood it. So I saw brought down in the Kundras, Efsha Pshat is, that Amram was piggish from Yecheved earlier, because he knew what would be given at Matan Torah. Amram ben Nevuah knew that a Matan Torah would be forbidden, and therefore he was piggish from Yecheved much earlier and had Eldadim in. Efshar. But let's try and take this pshat a little bit further and see how much we can understand. Matan Torah, Amram, as we said, was piggish from Yecheved because he heard there's an issa of a man to marry his aunt. For Matan Torah, Alpi Nevuah. What's going on in the Mahalach now that Amram is the father of Eldad and Medad? We have earlier in our parasha, as we mentioned before, that Klal Yisrael were being boichel lemishpachosov, crying. And Chazal, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, they're crying al iskei mishpachos. They're crying because of their family life, which has now been withheld from them. Look, Frek the Maharal over here and in Vayigash. I don't understand. What's the problem? Geir sheniskaya kakotan shenoylam. They were all geirim. Geir sheniskaya should be like a cotton shenoylad, like a newborn child. So much so, Rabbeisai, so much so, that the Gemara in Yevamos has a shaila there. If a non-Jewish couple have been married for years and have got children, then they are megaya and have a new child. Perhaps the new child is a bechoyin. Machloikus rebiuch rebiuch lokish. Geish and iskaya. Frekt de maharal. In two places. Why? What Klal Yisrael also after Matan Torah with Aroyos. They're all brand new people. Says the maharal, here we can't use that rule. Because here, Geish and Iskaya is when you accept it willingly. And Matan Torah was forced upon them. When the Geirus is forced upon you, you can't use the rule of Geish and Iskaya, Kakot and Shilolad. Let's hold that a second. Let's run back to the famous Gemara in Shabbos. Everybody knows. Tosfos asks the kasha. Klal Yisrael at the foot of Har Sinai cried out, Nasa v'nishma, which to me doesn't sound like they were forced. Nasa v'nishma. For Tosfos, if you're screaming Nasa v'nishma, why does Chazal tell us? HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up the mountain. Kofo alem harke gigis. It's unnecessary. In Medrash, the Medrash discusses this idea of there being a kafir for two Torahs. Now let's go to a Gemara in Pesach in a second. Rav Yosef says, Ilav hayoima, if not for the day of Shavuos, kama Yosef ikka b'shuka. How many other Yosefs would there be? Rabbi said, G'doyli tanoim amayroim. Only Rav Yosef said that? But Rabbi said, Rav Yosef was a sagi nohor. Rav Yosef couldn't see. Now the Medrash tells us that Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh v'nishma on Toyah Shebichsav. The Kofo Aleim Harki Gigis says the Medrash to answer Toysmus is because they were forced into Toyah Shebalpeh. Says Rav Yosef, Moedik. If not for Shavuos and being forced to take the Torah, we would only have Torah Shebichsav. As a blind man, I wouldn't be able to learn Torah Shebichsav. Ilav Hayoima, if not for the day of Shavuos, when we were forced into Torah Shebalpeh, to the Kof Alein Har Kegigis, if I wouldn't be forced to Torah Shebalpeh, I couldn't learn. It's interesting to note that through Shas, Rav Yosef says in Kedushin, Ki have a shoma kol kare de'ime. Rav Yosef heard the footsteps of his mother. He stood up for her because he didn't see. He whispered up, Ki have a shoma kol kare. Also interesting to note, when the Gemara often asks Shaila, what's happening here, what's happening there, Rav Yosef uses the lashon nechzi anon, let us see. The eyes couldn't see, or the brain, he used the lashon nechzi anon. By him seeing was in Torah, it wasn't a physical eyesight. So now we know that Klal Yisrael were forced, as the Maharal says, into accepting the Torah, and didn't have this heta of Gershon Hiskia. However, I can't say everybody says the same. There's an interesting, lovely Mishnah in Ovis Perikei. Everybody knows the Mishnah, Ben Chomish Lemikro, Ben Esther Lemishnah. And the Mishnah tells us, Ben Arboim, when you get to the age of 40, Labino, you get understanding. Bino. Says the Baal Tanura, I'll prove it to you. Shalachar Arboim Shono, Shahoy Yisrael Ba Midbar, after 40 years of being in the Midbar, says Moshe to Klal Yisrael, V'loy Nosan Hashem Lochem Leiv Lo Da'as, you've never had yet a Leiv Lo Da'as, V'einayim Lirois, V'oznayim Lishmoya, you've never yet got to this level of Bino, Ad Hayoim Hazeh, until this day. Says the Baal Tanura, Mikan, that after 40 years you get Bino. Ask the Tosafot Shomtov, there's something wrong with the maths. Klal Yisrael, at the end of 40 years, how old were they? Well, let's start from scratch. At, they before they started off in the Midbar, they were either younger than 20 or over 60. At 40 years for someone under 20 or over 60, and you haven't got any 40-year-olds. Forget the Tosafot Yom Tov, Pirush HaRav, that after 40 years, they were in the Midbar. For kosher, the zu einoy raya me anshei Midbar. Shekesha hoyu arboim shona ba Midbar. After Matan Toga, hoyu yoyse me bnei arboim harbe. They're much older than 40. So, the second answer, says the Tosafot Yom Tov, the Yisrael, B'Shas, Matan Toga, Geirim Hoyu. He says they were Geirim, Tahominayu Yalfinon, Shetzorech Geatfila, V'choger, Kakotin Shenoy Ladon. Stayed in Tosafos Yom Tov, that after Matan Toga, they did have a Din Geirim, Deloik Maharal. They did have the Din Geirim. Weiter, Mestomet Shodua, the famous Meshech Chochma in Voeschana, where the Meshech Chochma brings down on the Posuk after Matan Torah, Shuvu Lochem Le'oholeichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, go back, return to your tents. Return, and tents, as Chazal tell us, is a Losh and a key of your family, go home to your wives. Says the Meshech Chochma, the Chassam Soifle in Avoyde Zorah, Mitches, he says, I've never found a Mekoyer, said the Chassam Soifle, for Geish and Iskaya Kakoto Shaloilam. It's a Chazal. What's the Mekor? Says the Meshech Chochma, I don't understand. I've got a Mekor over here. Klal Yisrael were told after Matan Torah, Shuvu Lochem Olechem. Says the Meshech Chochma, it completely deloike what we've learned till now. There must have been so many Isurei Aroyos, so many people who are married to those who are forbidden. And yet, Shumu lochem, go back lo lechem. Says the Meshech Chochma, how is it possible? Because Ger Shemiskaya Kekata Shalolot. Lech'ol, it's a plia. It's a plia. But the Apsukim, it doesn't stim. Because the Apsukim in our parasha tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu found him being boichel l'mishpachosov, crying at l'iskei mishpachos. The Gemara Shabbos tells us, we spoke about this earlier, that Moshe found them crying because they couldn't go back to their homes. My brother Zazangazan told me that in Eretz Yisrael, he met up with a Yid who's a Boki just in Meshech Chochma. I shouldn't say just in Meshech Chochma, he's a Boki in the Meshech Chochma. And he went in with his Kasha. He said, I've got a Kasha on the Meshech Chochma Baal Yischo. He said, I know the Kasha. I know the Kasha. He said, I've been to Reb Chaim Kanievsky with this Kasha. And he said, I suggested to Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim didn't reject it, he smiled. Efsha. The Mahalach he wanted to suggest was, they were crying because in the future, from now on, they couldn't have such marriages. But actually these marriages were allowed. Because they had the engaged in the sky, so for them they could go back, as the Meshech Chochma says. But the Boichel Mishpachosov, this Talmud Chochma wanted to suggest to Reb Chaim, is they were crying because for the future it's not. Interesting is the Baal HaTzurim, which Mestomet Chassam Sofer didn't see, late in Devorim, the pasuk says, "Lo sata mishpat ger yosoim." You mustn't bend or jut, bend or twist or turn the mishpat of a ger yosoim. Says the Baal HaTzurim, it should say ger v'yosoim. Says the Baal HaTzurim, mikan every ger is a yosoim, because ger sheniskaya kakodesh sheloinot. Lo sata mishpat ger yosoim. Zochinu deweiler. To one Mahalach, Elder of the Medod, with Bnei Amram, he was Pigish Meyachevet after Matan Torah, Isuri Aroyos, with his aunt, and he was the father of Elder of the Medod. Targum Yonasan ben Azil says differently. Yonasan ben Azil, Heligatana, says no. The Gemara Soto, your base is famous, the Bashas the Gazelo of Paro in Mitzrayim. Amram stood up and Girish Yecheved. He was Megarisha. He said, I can't live with you. It's far too dangerous. If I live with you and you have children, they're all going to be killed. Amram Godel Hador was Pirish until we know that Miriam came back to her father with a tshuva nitzachas. She said, you're worse than Paro. Paro eloi gozar elo al azachorim. But according to you, there'll be no zachorim or nekevas. And Amram took back Yecheved, and had Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the end of the parasha, with the Kal V'Chomer, with Amram and Miriam.
Amram was born already?
Yes.
No?
Yes. Lechoyer, according to Targum Yonasan ben Azil, that between Yecheved leaving Amram, and her remarrying Amram, she was now the mother, says Yonasan ben Azil, of Eldad u'Medad. She was the mother. Eldad u'Medad were born from Yecheved, not Amram. Still brothers of Moshe v'Aaron, but min ho'im, through the mother. Oh, habich katz shveh, for years, the same kasha. Machzi grushosoi mishenizas. According to this pshat, Amram took back Yecheved after she married someone else. A grusho who's remarried, you can't take back. It's a kasha I've had for years. The Chedor, interestingly, says that that's the pshat in the Gemara Shabbos we learned about on Shavuot. Everybody knows when Moshe came to Shamayim. In Shamayim, they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Mal yelud isha beinenu, Moses yelud isha." Says the Chedor, the taina was, he's born from a machzik grushosoi. Mal yelud isha. He's born from a woman who wasn't allowed to go back. What's he doing here? Says the Chedor, the Teretz was, yeah, that's before Matan Torah. Lekab the Torah ball. Now he'll get the Torah. From now it's also. Till now, says the Chedor, it was okay. So Chinu Devaila, to two Mahalchim, who Eldad the Medad were. In the last minutes, we'll end off with a third Mahalach, which is the Medrash and a sword brought down in the Yisraelim. Eldad the Medad were not brothers of Moshe. If we look later in the Psukim, to towards the end of Sefer Bamidbar, we find the mention of the Nesim of Klal Yisrael. And it says over there, for example, Klal Yisrael, the end of the Midbar, Ulamate, let's take Bnei Osher, Nosi, Achihud ben Shalomi, Ulamate Bnei Naftali, Nosi, Pedaya ben Amihud. The Pasuk says, who was the Nosi of Shevet ben Yomin? Lamate ben Yomin, Elidod ben Kisloim. Shteitin in Yisraelim. Well, the Orech Chaim already asks, why is the word Nosi missing from that Pasuk? Every other Nosi the Torah introduces, Lamate ben Ephraim Nosi, Lamate ben Ezvoro Nosi. But the word Nosi is missing from Binyamin. Lamate Binyamin, Elidod ben Kisloin. Where's the word Nosi? Says the Orech Chaim HaKadosh, because we know he's a Nosi. He was Nismane earlier, Ligdula. He already became a Nosi in the beginning of the Midbar, Eldod. The Baal HaTurim says, why is there a Yud in the name Elidod? Says a Baal HaTurim. He got a Yud because of Nevuah, which can be explained in Yud L'Shoinus. Unbelievable. The Nevuah can be explained in Yud L'Shoinus. He elaborates what they are. Seeing, hearing, listening, watching. So that's Pshat. Elidod ben Kislein. And he explains who Medod was as well. Efshes Kedai. Poshet to end. In the Moed Hemaisa, which has pulled down the Pardes Yosef in our parasha, about the Gedolim, one of the Gedolim called the Kol Arya, who has Mevarah, the Talmud of Chassam Sofer, who once went on a journey with a Shtei Tarav, a Kodesh Mitzanz. They came to, he describes a base Meziga, an inn, a local inn. And when they got there, the Tzanza said to the Talmud of Chassam Sofer, I feel Kedusha here. So the Talmud of Chassam Sofer said to the innkeeper, have you anything special in your home? You know, the Rebbe feels Kedusha here. He said, many years ago, when my wife gave birth to a child, she was unable to nurse the child, and she received a kamir from the Yismach Moshe, and I got it in the house. And if the Rebbe feels Kedusha, it must be that kamir. See, the Kol Arya said, can you find the kamir? He hunted, and found in it the words, El Dad Me Dad. He said that he was mechavim with these words to help the Ishol be meinik from her dadim, el dad and may dad. And he writes that brought brocha into the home, which the Tzanza could feel years later. And the Pardes Yosef adds in Shadua that the names el dad and may dad are zechus for Paranossa and Yeshua. May we take be zoicha and the zechus of coming out on a day of a bank holiday, zoicha taka to the brochas and the richtige schoolers of limud hatoyak deish omid v'omid.